Great morning, everyone. Welcome to Wavelengths. I'm your host, Grace Roberts. I have a very special guest here in studio with me, Dr. Tamsin Astor. Give us a little of your background, and then we are going to talk about your new book, The Healthy Sex Habit. But it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
So my name's Tamsin Astor, and I help busy people organize themselves so they have time for what they want and need and time for fun. So I came to this path through academia. I did a PhD in cognitive neuroscience and then became the stay-at-home mom of two little boys after my postdoctoral fellowship, and found that the thing that brought me sanity was yoga. And I taught yoga for a while, and then taught yoga therapy to children with special needs. And then as my marriage imploded and my son got cancer, I found that the Western doctors' approaches to helping me, which was, oh, you can't sleep, have a sleeping pill, frustrated me, because I felt like my system was not broken. It was clearly environmental stimuli that were pushing me off track, and it was more to do with the context of my life. So I discovered Ayurveda, which is the sister science of yoga,
yes,
and is taught in the East, right? And it's primarily around dinacharya, our daily rituals. What do we do every day to prioritize our self-care? And when I came across this, it was an epiphany for me. You know, how can we really look after ourselves, particularly as mothers, particularly as women, particularly as wives? We tend to put the needs of our career, our spouse, our children first. So I created this system, which is a combination of neuroscience, yoga, meditation, mindfulness, Ayurveda, to help my clients.
So you're joining us because you have a new book, The Healthy Sex Habit. It is Get on Top of Your Life by Managing Your Sleeping, Eating, and Exercising. Yes, yes, and yes. Dr. Tamsin, Dr. Astor, tell us all about this book.
So when I work with my clients, one of the things that often comes up is, you know, we talk about what is your keystone habit? What's that one habit that if you can get in place, all the habits will fall into action? And the three habits that really shift people's lives are sleeping, eating, and exercising. So sleeping particularly, you know, we get very resistant as adults to going to bed and getting up at the same time every day.
Sure.
Because that feels like what we do when we're a kid. You know, and your mom's like, go to bed. But actually, our systems do much better when we go to bed and get up at the same time every day.
Certainly. And it's simple science. It's really simple, you know,
right.
And something that we need to do. And I am working on that.
Mm-hmm.
When we prioritize ourselves first,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it takes the breaking down of a unit mm-hmm. for you to say, hey, what about me?
Absolutely.
I need to take care of me first.
Absolutely. And I think for so many women and men, you know, we keep going and we get to a situation where either we have, you know, a terrible life event, which for me was my son getting cancer and then my marriage ending. For others, it's just the sort of general sense of dis-ease, discomfort, a sense of, you know, life should be fun and pleasurable. Why
sure.
do I feel like I'm, you know, constantly on this, you know, rabbit wheel of going and never being able to find
right.
joy and freedom? And I think the irony of the work I do is that freedom is brought about by creating rituals, creating
yes.
frames, creating boundaries around your time, your self-care, what you will manage and deal with in your relationships.
And how did you, Dr. Astor, how did you recover from your marriage imploding and then the diagnosis of your son having cancer?
So the all of those things, they give you, and it was also kind of catalyzed too by my cousin, who was like a brother of mine, who had a very short, brutal battle with leukemia and died. So those three things to me made me realize that life is so precious. You can't guarantee that the next day is going to be there, and that you really have to do your best every day to look after yourself. So the way that I really, you know, set this about was to take a step back and look at my priorities.
Yes.
Look at what's important to me. And, you know, for now, so now, you know, with my kids, you know, if you go to school with toothpaste on your shirt, you go to school without brushing your hair, like, meh, you know, whereas before I'd have been like, get these things together.
Right.
You know, now it's like the most important thing is that they go off with a hug and knowing that I love them.
Yes.
You know, and that they've had a good breakfast.
Right. And that's really the most important thing. You know, the other things are just incidental stuff. That's most important.
Mm-hmm.
the healthy sex habit, sleeping. Now let's talk about eating.
So the way that I promote eating again is in this Ayurvedic model. So that the main shift there is to eat your biggest meal between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And the reason for that is that you have the most bile, the most digestive fire in your system then. Your system is also upright and awake, and you've also got gravity on your side because you're going to be up for another 6 to 10 hours after eating, right? So that's the time to have your biggest meal. And we've sort of fallen into this trap in the industrialized Western world of eating our biggest meal at the end of the day.
Right.
And then we wonder why we can't sleep, because we're, you know, loading up on protein.
Right.
And carbs and all these things that our body is then fighting to digest and process.
Sure. Sure. And our body is screaming, help.
Right.
Help.
Exactly. So with the way I work with people is I hate diets. You know, over 80% of diets end up with people putting on more weight. So for
right.
me, it's really about thinking about eating food that is plant-based and really thinking about nourishment.
Yes.
When you think about taking food in, am I eating food that is growing in my local environment? Am I eating food that fits with the seasons? You know, eating, everyone thinks salads are great, but eating a salad in January in Cleveland doesn't make sense. Your body is fighting to keep warm. You
right.
know, you eat roasted vegetables, eat a soup. So for me, it's really about paying attention. Where does this food come from? Who am I eating with?
Right.
Can I be calm and gentle and not do anything else? Not be on my computer, not be on my
right.
phone, not be driving. You know, can I really slow down and appreciate this food and where it comes from and who I'm communing with?
We are so consumed by our phones and social media. I mean, you go into a restaurant any given afternoon and everyone's on their phone.
Right.
Everyone, you know,
right.
and they can be at the same table,
right.
but everyone's on the phone doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, pause for a moment. Why are you there?
Right.
At, you know, why are you there at the table with that person? You know, not there to be on your phones. I think they should collect the phones. When you go into an establishment, you should check your phones, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
well, it's like
gosh.
That great tip where everybody puts their phone down. The first person to reach for the phone has to pay for dinner. Right?
Oh,
have you
right?
heard that?
You know what? And maybe I'll try that next time.
Right?
Everybody put your phone in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try that.
Mm-hmm.
I really am going to try that. We are talking with Dr. Tamsin Astor. She has a new book, The Healthy Sex Habit, The Getting on Top of Your Life by Managing Your Sleeping, Eating, and Exercising. So that is the healthy sex habit that we all need to get on top of. Dr. Astor, we talked about eating, and these are really simple things
mm-hmm.
if we shift our thinking,
mm-hmm.
things that we can do to prioritize and reprioritize and make ourselves a priority. And sometimes it's okay to unapologetically make yourselves the number one priority. Let's talk about exercising.
So exercise, my main way I push exercise is to say, do it every day and know what you like. You know, some people, when they like to exercise, they like to do something that's repetitive so that their mind can be free, like running or biking on the same track. Some people like to have music. So go to a dance class or go to a class where there's music playing. Some people like accountability. They like
yes.
to go there and meet a friend and go for coffee afterwards. So what I say to you is know thyself. Don't conform to what everybody else is
sure.
saying. You should do this exercise. You should do this. This is the thing to do. Say, this is what makes me happy. And then commit to a regular routine. So I've been taking yoga every Thursday with a group of people for 5.5 years. And why do I go? Because I know it's the same group of people.
Yes.
And I know I'm going to meet them. And usually one or two of us will grab a sandwich afterwards.
Yes.
And so it's about creating a routine so that you'd reduce the thinking about it.
Absolutely. Because it doesn't have to be a chore.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we do it and then we do things that our body, we don't necessarily like, but we can find something to be active and to engage that we enjoy doing. So
mm-hmm.
like you said, Dr. Astor, think about that. If you like dancing versus going to the gym, but do something, do it every day and engage and put yourself first. Dr. Astor, how can we get more information about the healthy sex habit, get on top of your life by managing your sleeping, eating, and exercising?
So the book is currently for sale on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can go to my website, tamsinastor.com, or my Facebook page, facebook.com/tamsinastor, and I do regular Facebook Lives, and I talk about my work, and I post videos on YouTube about the way I work, which is all really about loving yourself, finding connection and integration.
Wow. And this is really simple enough, right? But Dr. Astor is the expert. And that's why she does what she does and so successful at doing it. So, okay, in addition to that, how else can we stay connected and follow you, Dr. Astor?
So you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn. And I work with clients one-on-one. And I'm also offering a year-long program following the curriculum of that book that starts in October, which will produce a connection of people working together, supporting each other over a year's massive transformation and working on sleeping, eating, exercise, and then relationship with self and relationship with other.
The best relationship, it should be relationship with self. I think I'm going to have to sign up for this. I really need to look into that. The Healthy Sex Habit, Getting on Top of Your Life by Managing Your Sleeping, Eating, and Exercising. Dr. Tamsin Astor is here in studio with us. And thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule, Dr. Astor, to join us to help us take better care of ourselves. Really simple things that we need to put in place, put in motion.
So the second part of the book, so when we start working on ourselves, we start creating habits and routines around sleeping, eating, and exercise. And often then that will bring our relationships with ourselves. You know, how committed am I to this? Am I getting to the gym each day? Am I choosing the kale over the donut on a, you know, somewhat regular basis? And we start to see our relationships and how, as we evolve and as our habits evolve and we start to, you know, fill our cup so that we're operating from a place of abundance rather than depletion, some people around us find it uncomfortable. Right. And some people have the kind of when Harry met Sally, you know, I'll have some of what she's having, right?
Absolutely.
And they see that your skin is glowing and
yes.
that your body is healthy and you're more joyous because you are taking care of yourself with these simple steps.
And then you look at those people that are drawn to you. It just mm-hmm. changes everything about you, everything in your life. This is a great book to get. Be sure to get it from Amazon or just stay connected with Dr. Astor and follow, but get this book, The Healthy Sex Habit, Getting on Top of Your Life by Managing Your Sleeping, Eating, and Exercising. Dr. Tamsin Astor, thank you so much, Dr. Astor, for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it. I mean, this is life-changing. This is truly life-changing. And if you could, Dr. Astor, leave us with a thought. Give us something to think about. Give our listeners something to think about. What would it be?
The first thing would be to start looking at yourself, because you can't start to make changes in your life if you're not willing to really see. You have to see where you are, who you are, and how you show up. If you want to make a significant change in your life, you need to be willing to face, am I in the relationship that supports me? Am I doing work that I enjoy? Am I living in a place that satisfies me? Because unless you believe in reincarnation, this is your one shot. So you want to give it the best chance you have. So start by facing yourself.